Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Heuillet. Hundreds of thousands of people could receive a reduced tax return this year. This is because the Australian Taxation Office quietly reactivated the debt of nearly 300,000 people. The historic debts were placed on hold during the 2020 Black Summer bushfires and the COVID pandemic, but the ATO has now decided to legally recover the $274 million owed to them. The director of McCann Financial Group, Phil McCann, says the ATO is legally required to pursue debts, but more transparency would have helped the people struggling with cost of living pressures.
The tax office is doing the government's bidding in terms of, you know, collecting revenue and squaring the books. So it's very much a matter of fact. It's an agnostic job they do, and they're following government policy. But I do think that policy today is a bit rough without notice.
The Business Council of Australia has released a report showing a series of policy changes it believes will drive productivity growth and help the nation get a better economic future. It suggests lifelong learning incentives and bringing more women into the workforce could drive productivity and make Australians live much better. If implemented, the Council expects the package of reforms to leave every Australian $7,000 better each year after a decade. Business Council Chief Executive Jennifer Westacott told Sky News we need a coordinated approach to strengthen Australia's economic resilience.
The future burden on Australians is going to be spiralling debt that someone has to pay off. We're saying we need to get our fiscal house in order, and we need to make sure that when we're spending money on important services like health, aged care, that we're getting better value for money for people using it, using digital personalisation of services, modernising some of these services. That is going to protect future generations. But also we need to look at the tax system to say, how do we really incentivise people?
A conference with the goal to find ways to promote and develop community-based Indigenous language projects has begun in Darwin. The Indigenous Language and Technology Conference attracts international visitors, as well as people from across the country who want to celebrate and preserve Indigenous languages. It seeks to tackle the Indigenous language crisis by developing a conservation and revitalization strategy. The conference will end Friday. Firefighters have managed to limit wildfires near the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories and in British Columbia, although dry and windy weather is expected to continue. Milder weather has helped fire teams contain the flames during Canada's worst fire season on record, which has destroyed homes and other buildings. Tens of thousands of residents have been evacuated as a result of the wildfires. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canadians have to show who they are as people during this difficult time.
It is an extraordinarily serious situation. I have to highlight as well, though, that even as we're seeing those terrible images, we're also seeing images of how Canadians across the country, particularly out west, are stepping up to help their fellow citizens, their neighbors, residents who are fleeing for their lives, in many cases have lost everything.
I am Julien Heuillet. This is SBS News in Easy English.